Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in toward the end of June now. We're still in the structure of Christ clutter in the calendar, and it's really a great opportunity that we've been talking particularly about calendar lately.
Yes.
Of how to process that. You know, the last question we had was, what do you do when you and your spouse are at different paces and different activity levels and capacity? And we talked about, first of all, the desire to work that through.
Mm-hmm.
Until you both see it. And then your question came up, which was really a good one, is, well, how do you do that well?
right. Because there's a lot of emotions involved in that too.
Yeah,
yes.
particularly when there's all this activity going on.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you manage all that? And so we'll get to that question, great question, which is about letting God continue to prune us. And because, and this is interesting, that as a couple, before God, you are one.
Right.
Now, it doesn't, when we say one, and even God said this all the way through Scripture, it's not that you don't have differences.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you don't have ways of having to process your differences to get to the unity, because I have an answer for how you both can have joy together.
Right.
I'll just give you a simple example. In our marriages, and it's usually this way, is that we don't have the same personality.
Right.
And we're kind of attracted to that.
I was going to say, it'd be pretty boring if we did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And this is what happens to couples, is without following the fullness of God's plan, is I'm attracted to that and I get married. After I get married, I get irritated by it. because now I want them to do exactly what I want. And they want me to do what they want. And that's what we fight about. And we argue, mm-hmm, and debate. And we don't process that difference of personality, which is attractive and at the same time can be very irritating.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, with Linda and I, my personality is that I'm a natural risk taker.
Mm-hmm.
And a risk taker is, you know, give me some information. I'll process it. And of course, I've learned how to do this better because I've made a lot of mistakes. Let's go, because so what? You know, if it doesn't work or we have a failure, then we'll get it worked out. Linda is not a risk taker.
Right.
So she would always say, I don't want to take that risk. I'd rather not. So you can imagine our decision making is I'm let's go.
Right.
And she's
no. Could have a tendency to bulldoze her on
to
that.
To bulldoze,
right?
which I used to do. And then she'd say, no, I don't want to go. And by the way, because I bulldozed her, and I could argue the point better than she could, she just basically went to what's called a resolution or a resignation.
Mm-hmm. And just shut down.
And she just avoided conflict and said, whatever. Just do what you're going to do, because it doesn't, mm-hmm, do any good anyway. I made some big mistakes. So in your personality, everything, every decision we make, we've got to learn how to process that.
Right.
So that we find God's answer. And God, and this is what's cool, God says, my answer is the best.
Yes, and you can trust that.
I'll use both of you, you know, to get there. So we'll pick this up. But we had a follower of the podcast ask us a couple really good questions as they, mm-hmm, were finishing working through hearing God's voice. So we want to address that, and we'll come back to this question of how do we walk together with the differences.
Right. Yeah. She had two questions, really. One of them was really just, how do I know that I'm hearing God's voice with clarity and it's not just my own voice? And then the second was, you know, once you've been abiding in something, you know, God has spoken, his word has just become life, and you've been in a season of really dwelling on a particular topic, and then you feel like that comes to an end, what then? How do I know where to go next? Yeah. Where do I pick up in my abide time? So two really good questions, I think.
Yeah, what do I do then? First of all, on hearing God's voice, there is a condition that God lays on us to be able to hear his voice and understand we are hearing his voice. So go back to the verse we've been actually dealing with, James 1, 5 to 8. Go ahead and read that, and we'll talk about this.
Sure. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Yeah. So he lays it out and says, you know, you lack wisdom. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, that drives us to want to hear his voice.
Right.
Because the truth is... We don't know what to do here. We don't.
But he does.
But, you know, even if we think we do, we really don't. There's dynamics that we don't know. There's the future we don't know. There's complications that we don't know. I got adversity. I got a relationship issue. I've got a conflict. I've got a decision. I've got something that I need help on. And so that drives us to want to hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, come and ask me. I will give it to you. It says liberally. Without reproach. The without reproach piece of it is I'm not going to make you fix things before you hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I just need you to be with me. That's it.
Right.
And let's go. I'm going to address your issue. Number two, the word liberally, the Greek word there is, first of all, I'll freely give it to you. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I will give it to you. No problem. And I'll do it with great specificity. Great clarity, which is what we need to know. It's not a just a general Bible study. It's not just, you know, study the word, good luck. It's not just concept. It is specifics that God is giving to us that will give you great clarity about what God is going to deliver. And he said there's a condition to that. What? I have to be able to believe I'm going to hear what he has to say. And that is, I'm not wondering, am I going to be able to hear it? Do I have to figure it out? No, it's that I can trust that he's going to get it to me and I can hear his voice to communicate it. He tells us something else in Luke where we're saying, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. How do you do that? Ask, seek, and knock. And then he gives this little story. That you being evil meaning you're not like me, I'm not pure, you're not pure, you're not of God, you're not able to have a holiness about you fully other than when you're with me. If your children ask for something, like he said, if you ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Do you give them a snake? You know, no, the answer is no. And he says, well, you being evil aren't going to bait and switch.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you think I would bait and switch?
Right.
I'm not going to bait and switch you. And you can trust it. So as you are able to express that, he says, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit who is going to guide you into my will, and he's going to speak to you. You'll hear his voice.
Right. And he can indeed and will course correct for us as well,
right? Yeah. And that's the whole issue is that... he's saying that you can trust that he's going to get it to you. Remember, it's unity with the Spirit, not you just agreeing on your own, and that I won't bait and switch you.
Mm-hmm.
So as I learned this, I really understood those things, and I really just said, you know what? I'm going to trust what I'm hearing is from God. It's his job to get it to me. I actually, it's better if I don't try to figure it out. I just receive it.
Right.
And I'm going to trust that what I'm hearing is from him, knowing that since it's his job not to bait and switch me, and what you said is if I don't quite have it, because remember he said with great clarity.
Right.
No, you don't really have the clarity I need you to have. I'll correct you.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll correct us by a checking. It was called the checking of the spirit. You'll lose your peace. There'll be something, you know, something's not right here. And he'll use other people.
Right.
He said, the privilege that I'm giving you to confirm my voice is a fellow believer who ideally is your spouse to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you and I keep talking all the time about having an inner circle.
Right.
Is make sure even this lady, maybe she doesn't have an inner circle, and we would encourage, and we will, is specifically maybe you and I can help with help her be her inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we don't have to know a lot about it.
Right.
And what we do as we now have bring other people in is I say, okay, talk to me about it. Get the truth on the table. Start processing the truth so that I begin to understand what it is you're up to and what are you trying to accomplish and what answer do you need? And then what are you hearing from God?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll share that. And then I say, do you feel you have confirmation?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time it's like, I'm not sure yet. Okay. Well, I first of all can be that first line of attack for you.
Right.
Because while you're telling me this information, I'm talking to God and saying, give me the ability to have discernment. Help me ask the right questions. Help me give some clarity here that will lead us to your answers. And then two is I'll say, do you feel like you're confirmed with God? And they can say, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to the Father and say, is this your answer? Is this your confirmation? And he'll either say, yes, it is. You can confirm it, or no, not yet.
Right.
Because I have the same Holy Spirit. And so, again, I don't need to even know the answer. I don't even know the fullness of it. It's just, is this your answer? No. So what I say to somebody is, I can't confirm that yet.
Right.
Keep going. You're hearing some things, but don't worry whether you're hearing it all. You just haven't got there yet. Still keep going, keep going, keep going. And God will confirm it. And then I in unity, or you and your spouse in unity, or you and your inner circle in unity, will say, I confirm that what you're hearing is of God. Yes, take that step. Yes, have confidence to take that step. Yes, this is God's will. This is God's answer. You can trust it.
Mm-hmm.
But trust along the way. And realize if you don't quite have it, but have a heart to hear it, God says, I'll get it to you.
Absolutely.
You can absolutely trust it. And so keep practicing this. And the more you practice it, the more questions like this are going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more than happy to assist you and keep thinking, maybe get other people around you to confirm, to process. Don't be thinking, am I hearing, am I hearing, am I hearing? Just say, well, here's what I have heard.
Right.
And I'm just not completely clear yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in that, I think I like to highlight too that it's not that Rich hears so much better than you do, or I do, or I hear better than so. That's not it at all. It is part of the gift of what God has given us in the unity of believers to have confirmation with other believers in the hearing, right? And so there is a completeness even. I know we've seen in small groups before, and I know you've seen this many times as well. Literally, we're coming together and we're seeking God's wisdom on something, and he'll give Dan one piece of the information. He'll give me a completely different piece, not in conflict, but a different piece, and someone else a different piece. And it all comes together to form what needs to be heard and experienced by all of us.
Right.
And so there's a beauty in that. So I think being careful not to think, well, somebody else hears better, so I must go to them to learn how to hear.
Right.
No, part of it is, first of all, just believing and trusting that you do hear.
Yep.
Because his word says he speaks and that his children know his voice and follow. So begin to ask him if you don't trust the hearing. I think one of the things is begin to ask God to show you how to trust the hearing. I want to trust the hearing. Your word says, I hear, I want to trust the hearing. And then, like you said, stepping into the community and even practicing stepping out and trusting that the Holy Spirit, you know, as he is, as God has spoken something to you and you begin to step out on it, the Holy Spirit will course correct you. But just that trusting this, the hearing, and asking him to help you trust the hearing, I think is huge too in the very beginning.
Right. Yeah. And as you're trusting the hearing, he says, I always want you to go to confirmation and
yes.
never feel like you should do this alone. It really is never intended to be doing it alone.
It's a gift to do it with others, right?
You know, get another party, even if you're single, get some friends, get some inner circle. And he said, community is critical to confirming you're hearing my voice. He actually doesn't want you to figure this out by yourself. So I think it's purposeful that it sometimes isn't clear to us.
Right.
Because we don't think, oh, yeah, I know. No, he says you need other people to assist you.
Right. And even in that, part of the purpose, honestly, I think is that it brings him more glory.
Absolutely.
Right. Because when we, because you sit in a room when you hear him bringing it together in multiple individuals and how he brings all of his truth to light in that way, and everyone in the room's faith is built and they're in awe of God and his ability to deliver that truth. Right.
Yep.
And so he is glorified in that moment in a much bigger way than had I sat on it very privately.
Right. Right. And the aspect of that, not only are you receiving it, but you together are teaching each other.
Yes.
How to keep doing this. And see, then you take away, am I hearing it right, to, well, here's what I have heard.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I understand. I'm a follower of God. I do hear his voice. If it needs to be corrected, if it needs to be refined, if it needs to go further, sure. I'm more than happy, and that happens all the time,
right,
with Linda and I, so that we don't even second guess, like, well, Rich, you didn't hear it all correctly. Well, I heard,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't all, and it wasn't complete, right. and it wasn't clarified. So no problem. Just keep going to God together and have the privilege of that. And it goes to the second question of, as I'm abiding, you know, what do I do next? Well, as you're hearing God's voice, questions that he's going to ask you through the process, mm-hmm. do you believe it?
Right.
And he'll test that, by the way, to see if you really do. And then if you, are you experiencing it?
Yes.
Is it really happening? So that when you're abiding, and remember, and we segment two different things. Abiding is an issue that God is just wanting to have you grow in,
mm-hmm.
which is you're learning something new. It may be healing a wound. It may be overcoming something. It may be, you know what, I just want to show you healing. I want to show you, you know, like for me, intercessory prayer. It wasn't fixing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I want to show you something. Okay. So I'm abiding in intercessory prayer. Well, as I'm developing that, he's going to ask me, do you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you experiencing it?
Right.
And I have to answer the, now I don't have to say, yeah. It's, where is it really? Because mm-hmm. he says, I don't want you to go do something else until you believe it and experience it.
Right.
And so don't even worry about going to something else. And a lot of people, that's where they make a danger, is that they actually skip it too quick.
Right.
And they're not finished yet. And okay, I'm going to go do something else.
And something else that is worthy and looks intriguing and very interesting and all of that, right? We can tend to just chase those things because they look exciting. It's the next glittery thing.
Yeah. And so stay with it until you've believed it, till you experience it, and God releases you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay, you can go now because I've proven to you and to me that you believe it, and I see that you're experiencing it. Now, does it have to be perfect? No. Does it have to be completed? Mm-hmm. No. It just has to be, at this point, you've gone as far as I need you to go with this, but for sure, I don't want you just to study it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between abiding and Bible study.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I know about that. No. Have you experienced it?
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, okay, now you're ready for a second thing. Now, at that point, and the way it happens for me is a couple of ways. One, while I was abiding,
mm-hmm.
Other things became interesting to me.
Right.
And what I do is I put that in my parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I used to want to go study that too.
Right.
And God says, well, you're studying a lot of stuff, but you're not experiencing anything. So, okay. I'm going to stay with it. I'm not released yet, but I'm going to put that in my parking lot. And I have a list in my parking lot of always things that I'm interested in. Number two, something could come up even right now when I'm finishing. Maybe I have a new question.
Mm.
Something has come up. Hey, you know what? I'd like to know about. Or I just had a person that's a good abider. She knows about parking lots. And through a dream and a couple situations, God showed her a wound.
Mm.
That she really wasn't aware of it until God used the dream, used an insight, wisdom, and clarity.
Right.
You know, yeah, I'd like to deal with this wound now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's not going to her parking lot. She's going to go deal with that.
Right.
Because God
and
brought it up.
Part of that is God, you know, letting God lead. Again, he right. is the vine dresser, right?
Right.
When he reveals something and he highlights it, and is ready to do a work there, you want to join him in that work for
That's
sure.
Right. Yeah.
And be responsive to that.
Yeah. So it could be something current. Something comes up that he says, pay attention. By the way, you could be sitting in church and the pastor's preaching a sermon and there's a word or something spoken
mm-hmm.
and you noticed it. Over the next 3 days, you had four other people say that similar things.
Pay attention to that one.
God says, you know, pay attention. This is my next thing. Mm-hmm. So either, so think of three possibilities here. One, you have a parking lot
mm-hmm.
and okay, Father, I always have four or five, six things in my parking lot. Which of these now would you like me to go pursue? That's, mm-hmm. that's one way. Number two, something comes up right then.
Right.
Like it did for this lady where, you know, I want you to, are you ready now for this? I believe you're ready for this. Instead of you, now that you're finished with this, I want to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
And God just brings it up in front of you. Or you're at a point where I wonder if, and you think of it this way, if Jesus was standing next to you, which he is basically,
mm-hmm.
There's a question on my mind I'd like to go pursue.
Yeah.
What is it? And by the way, you can facilitate that with your inner circle
mm-hmm.
So that the inner circle can say, and you can say to your inner circle, I believe I've released from this. I'm ready to go do something else. And the question I'd like to ask is this, or they could say to you, well, what would you ask Jesus right now? And then help confirm it. So even get confirmation about that,
mm-hmm.
That, yeah, this is where I'm going to go. So it doesn't have to be empty. Now, there is one more question. Okay. Let's say I believe God's asking me to go pursue forgiveness.
Right.
Okay. They do have a question, particularly when you're learning this. What verses do I go to?
Mm.
Okay, two things. One, you can go to a Bible app and type in forgiveness.
Right.
And you'll get lots of verses that you can start looking at and say, oh, okay, I can start here. You could go to one of our courses. Like forgiveness, and say, okay, mm-hmm. I'm gonna delve into that. Now, not just watch the course, which we want you to do, but let's go into the words of those. Let's go into the scriptures
right.
of
There's
those.
There's a lot of good scripture on forgiveness in that. Right.
Let's go there. Or ask your inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any ways that I could start? Or you can go to your pastor. Hey, mm-hmm. I'm going to go into forgiveness. What verses would you recommend? Start there.
Right.
You can email us.
Right.
And it happens all the time. People say, I want to know where to start. Hallelujah. Sure. It takes us 3 minutes. Here's some 3 verses to start with and start cross-referencing.
Yeah.
And get going. So don't be afraid of that. Is I'm not sure where to start. Okay. By the way, there's no formula for it. There's no magic things to it. It's just don't worry. If you start, and here's a few places to start, God will get you there, and you'll process it. And this is where our ministry wants to be available to you.
Right.
So use it for that purpose. Hey, here are the 3 verses. What verse next? We want to facilitate it because the more and more people start to learn this, the more multiplication happens. And we're not the magic formula, but we can help you get to the place where you can learn how to do this, which is what our heart is. So don't ever get stuck. Well, I don't know what to do next. Don't worry. God will get you there. What questions do you have? What just happened? Parking lot. What question would you like to ask Jesus? And for sure, use your inner circle to assist it, because I can ask somebody, well, tell me what's going on with you right now. And I can help say, well, it doesn't seem to me that God wants you to go here.
Right.
And that's all it takes. So trust that God's speaking to you. Get your inner circle involved to confirm things. And interesting enough, do understand one important thing. When we think, are we hearing God's voice, we translate that to say, do I have the answer? And the answer
is such a good point.
And God says, well, hearing my voice is walking along the path. And you probably don't have the answer yet. So don't equate that with, am I hearing your voice? It's a different question. And that's when I say,
absolutely.
That's when I say to people, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
What are you hearing? Oh, well, I heard this. And do you realize you're hearing God's voice?
Right.
And we can help you translate that into what is that saying? What step is that taking? And the more and more and more you trust it, the more and more fun it becomes, and the excitement becomes, and the surprises come along, and you will get God's will. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this question. These questions are really good ones. We know that all of us need to know how to get confirmation, how to verify we're hearing your voice, how to trust we're hearing your voice, how to trust you that you'll correct us if we're not, and then how do we know what to do next when we're abiding? And so we just pray that everybody will take that to heart and begin to practice that, and particularly to really engage and bring inner circle around them to facilitate that, and they all learn how to do this. And we thank you and we praise you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And thanks to our listener for sending those questions in.
Yep.
I love that. Such good questions that everyone has also. So it's good to share that. Yep. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Water. Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about truth. And his truth bring world.